from Lashkar to another terrorist organization more familiar to people in the United States. It could be a moot court, literally, down in Guantanamo Bay this week, or it could be the judicial culmination of the entire 9/11 era. Joining us now is Jonathan Mahler, New York Times Magazine contributor, to talk about the trial that begins today against Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, said to be the mastermind behind the 9/11 attacks, and four co-defendants. It will be one of the final sessions of the war crimes tribunals under outgoing President George W. Bush. Jonathan Mahler, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
What do you make of the significance of this set of hearings this week? Certainly my friends who actually work down in Miami and who do reporting at Gitmo say just seeing Khalid Sheikh Mohammed after all these years is insane, fabulous enough.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's in terms of the significance, I think it's both enormously significant and quite insignificant. I mean, it's certainly significant that, you know, we're finally bringing the guy who's the alleged mastermind of 9/11 to justice, and he's appearing in a courtroom, and he's appearing in a courtroom, in fact, with the parents of a couple of the victims of 9/11 who were flown down yesterday, I believe, by the Pentagon. So, you know, in terms of sort of the drama of the situation, it's going to be very high. And, you know, after all, this was the whole point of these military tribunals, these war crimes trials on Guantanamo Bay was presumably to bring to justice the people involved with 9/11. And you know, that does finally seem to be happening. So on the one hand, it's enormously significant. On the other hand, this is probably going to be the final set of pretrial hearings and indeed probably the end of these military commissions, because my guess is that Obama's not going to want to go through with them because they've been so shrouded in controversy and their legitimacy has been really questioned sort of internationally. So Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's probably not ultimately going to be tried in this court. So as a sort of a legal proceeding, they're kind of irrelevant, or probably going to be irrelevant.
I want to talk about the next legal road for Khalid mm-hmm. Sheikh Mohammed, who, you know, is a much more widely known defendant than any of the other people in
sure.
any of these Gitmo trials. But describe who's going to be down there. You alluded to some of the 9/11 victims are going to be there. There's also going to be spectators that have a lottery position there, and the lawyers.
What the Pentagon did was a lot of the families of the victims obviously wanted to see this trial happen. So I think the Pentagon had a lottery, and they selected a few families. I know one was the family of a firefighter, and a few others, and they're going to be down there, within feet of KSM and separated by a glass partition, but they're going to be right there. And this is something that also the Bush administration has done before when they first brought this first group of so-called high value detainees to Guantanamo, and the president announced that years ago in a big press conference at the White House. At that time, also he invited in all the
right.
not all of, but a group of the families of the victims. So clearly, you know, for the sort of emotional impact,
that's what they're going for.
I
guess, you know, what is the chance that this will be some sort of summing up for the Bush administration of, hey, we made a lot of mistakes, but at least we were right about this one? And what is the avenue for the Obama administration to make sure that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's charges are fully examined in open court?
Certainly, from the Bush administration's perspective, that's what this is all about. I mean, that trying to, you know, as in his final weeks here, these military tribunals and of course 9/11 was this sort of central aspect of his campaign and against terrorism. So, you know, there's no question that he's going for a kind of symbolic impact here, particularly because, you know, the trial is never going to get started before he leaves office. These are just pretrial hearings, but they're really, you know, trying to expedite them and push them through so that he can make this statement now. So there's no question that there is a sort of symbolic. It's primarily symbolic for the Bush administration
and for the Obama administration.
Well, I mean, I think the big question is whether or not KSM can be tried in federal court, and that's I think what everyone, including the Obama administration, would prefer. But you know, you have a guy who's the CIA has he's one of only a few guys who the CIA has admitted to torturing. They've admitted to waterboarding him, and so you know you're going to have big questions about the admissibility of evidence in federal court. So I think that, you know, probably what's going to happen is that I'm not sure that the Obama administration has made any decisions yet. I think once he gets into office, his sort of national security and legal team is going to take a close look at the evidence against him and try to figure out whether they can bring this case in federal court, because I'm sure they would much prefer that.
Sure. Well, it's safe to say that the witness protection program is probably not an option for KSM. And there's going to also be the really interesting question, if this gets into federal court, of whether there's admissibility of sources and methods of the CIA. All that remains. Jonathan Mahler, thanks so much for joining us. Jonathan Mahler is a New York Times Magazine contributor, author of The Challenge, Hamdan v. Rumsfeld, and The Fight Over Presidential Power. He joined us from Brooklyn. Thank you, Jonathan.
My pleasure.